Coming off of last season, you go through the off season, and once the schedule comes out, you look at your first four teams, and obviously San Francisco was the first one. So, you know, just have an opportunity to study, you know, those first four teams, particularly San Francisco. I mean, we knew going into week one that they were a very good team. So, you know, they were in the NFC Championship game last year. There's no surprise to us when we played them. The type of football team that they are. And it's still surprising to me that we're sitting here as the number two and the number three seed teams in the NFC that we're playing this week. So they're a very good football team.
They have a reputation as a physical team. Is that warranted?
Say it again?
They have a reputation as a physical team. Is that warranted?
They play the game of football the right way. They do a lot of good things. They play to, you know, they play to their strengths. They have good players, and it's, you know, this is a game that we as a football team are looking forward to, and these are the type of games that you start working as a football team back in, well, was it April or May now, or whenever we're allowed to get back together in the off season. So we're excited about this opportunity.
Mike, obviously you've got a good quarterback regardless of when or where you play, but what kind of qualities does Aaron have to make him good on the road? His numbers on the road.
Well, Aaron's ability, number one, to communicate in loud environments and really. And the experience we have now with the number of players that have been together and the way the young guys are incorporated into that communication network, I think is a real strength of our operation. It's a real strength of how we play offense. And, you know, he deserves a lot of credit for that. And that's really gives us the ability to do things at the line of scrimmage, whether it's home or away. And I think that's a big part of keeping us in clean plays and letting him play the quarterback position the way it's supposed to be played.
Mike, can you take anything from week one and apply it to this game specifically, or has it just been too long since that game?
Well, I think any time you play an opponent in the past, whether it's week one, you know, week 16, there's definitely some application to your game planning. No doubt about it. You have an opportunity, particularly as a player, to go back and watch yourself play against the individual across from you. So those are the types of things you look at. The game one is part of our breakdowns and is part of our cut-ups. But it is different. I mean, you have to factor that in. I don't think either team feels that they're the same football team today that we were when we played at Lambeau here in week one.
I guess along those lines, does their offense look a little bit different or a lot different with Kaepernick since Smith?
Well, you know, the things that they're doing, I think, are very similar. I think Kaepernick is an outstanding young quarterback. I mean, he's been very impressive. You know, you just have a chance to watch him playing his first start and then go down to New Orleans and, you know, just what he's done of late too. So he's gifted. He can make all the throws. He's a big athlete, and you know, he's, you know, you can see why he's playing.
Mike, last week some of the guys were saying they actually prefer to go on the road. This allows them a chance to really bring the focus level up, and they prefer that us against the road mentality. Do you subscribe to that belief at all?
I think it's part of the road rules that we adhere to when we come upon these types of, you know, these type of challenges. I think our record at Lambeau Field in December and January speaks for itself. Just you know, the success that we have here at home and ability to play in front of your home fans. But yeah, playing on the road and just the way we're built and the design, the way we operate, you know, we feel we're very prepared to go on the road. And I think as an individual, there's that, you know, a little bit of that kinship that goes on more on the road than you're able to do at home. One thing about playing in Green Bay, you know, Wisconsin, everybody wants to come to Lambeau Field, and it can be a distraction, particularly for your younger players when you do have home playoff games. So, you know, that part of it's eliminated. So there's definitely positives of going on the road.
Down and down on football player at all, just because of the specific nature of the job?
Well, I think you look at every position in the specialties and involved in evaluating that particular position or player. So, I mean, I can't speak on San Francisco's or any other team's situation as far as what they're doing with their kickers, quarterbacks, or anything. But, you know, I just trust what I see every day. I trust the information that's available to me, and that's why I believe in Mason Crosby.
Mike, on a personal note,
I mean, you know, San Francisco is it's a neat place, special place. You know, I may be the only coach to ever work here. You know, frankly, I've never been in downtown San Francisco. We just never had the opportunity to leave Santa Clara because I was only there for 1 year. But, you know, the stadium's is special. It's nostalgic, has a lot of history there. You know, I enjoyed the year working there. I have a lot of respect for the York family. They were very good to me and my family. My time here and still are, you know, when you see them at the league meetings and so forth. But, you know, this is about the Green Bay Packers. I mean, I was fortunate and blessed to have the opportunity to work there as an assistant coach, and I'm thankful for that.
Is Greg Jennings back to being the Greg Jennings that you've coached for so long?
Yes. I think Greg looks – I think Greg, the way he's played the last 2 weeks, looks like he's back. He's in a rhythm, and, yeah, I think he looks good.
How you know, easier or difficult it is for him to get outside and make plays outside of the pocket.
Yeah, they have good team speed, particularly on defense. You know, it's you know, it starts up front with them. You know, I just have an opportunity to watch them a lot here the last couple of days, and you know, I feel that our staff has put together a good plan, and you know, that we do like we always do. That we start working on these guys last week. But you know, we're going to run our offense. We understand the matchups and the schemes that you know we're anticipating and the reactions that we'll have to those schemes and adjustments. But we're not going to change the way we play.
Mike, there's talk that field conditions are not great at Candlestick. Do you have any concern about that?
Yeah, I'm not aware of that. Actually, Jason just mentioned that. I just know the year I was here, I was actually impressed with the field at Candlestick. So. We'll have to look into that, but I mean, there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, we'll go out there in pregame, and our you know our equipment staff will have the recommendations for which shoes to wear, and you know, but I already told them which shoes I think they should wear this morning. But you know, we'll take a look at it and go play.
Mark, when you look back at that first game offensively, were you guys in your rhythm, but not quite in the rhythm yet, or do you give you know credit to what they did?
Well, you know, having a chance to look at the first game, I mean, there's some things obviously we can do better. I thought for the most part, you know, the things we did at the line of scrimmage, we were in some clean looks. But, you know, our execution level wasn't where we wanted it to be, that's for sure.
Two more?
One more?
Oh.
I'm sorry?
The Packers had a good playoff history out there, but it was all in the 90s. Can you tread on that at all or talk about it, or is it just too long?
I think so. I'm you know, I haven't looked into it, so it's not part of my thought process. I know Coach Holmgren had a lot of success, you know, in his time here out there. So, but it's you know, I haven't really given it much thought.
Does it ring a bell?
Yeah, no, I remember the game. You know, I remember watching the game, and I mean, it was a well-played game on both sides. You know, so, but, you know, all go versus cover four. You know, probably shouldn't happen, but it did.
That first game that you had in your rookie season, or first year as a head coach here, came to beat the 49ers. Was that a significant win for you and your staff as you were working your way through your first year in Green Bay?
Yeah, that's a good point. The victory out there our first year, that was a good win for us, you know, especially in year one of our program. You know, we were up and down. We were 1-4, 4-8, and, you know, a chance to finish strong and you know, win those last four games. That is something that we were really able to build off of in the offseason. You know, it just kind of reminded me of the conversation with Joe Philbin the other day talking about, you know, the ability to finish strong and the things you're trying to get done as a football coach in year one of your program, and you know, and that was definitely one of the games that you're able to point to and you're able to build off of, because we obviously finished strong after that.